Hello, illuminated souls. I'm Brianne Andreoni.
And I'm Tina Damore. Welcome to Shamans After Dark. In this series, we're going to explore the elements. So I wonder why the elements are so important and why we're going to be talking about them, first of all. First, we're made of the elements. We're made of fire, creative passion, a drive in our will center and solar plexus. We also need warmth to survive. We're made of water. We need water to survive. We have water in our body and we need more in our, to take in. We're made of earth, of flesh and bones. We are her children. And air, of course, her breath, oxygen and carbon dioxide reciprocity. We breathe the breath of the earth.
I am really excited about covering the elements because I think they've both been speaking so loudly to both of us lately. And it's just a really fun and kind of juicy topic to get a chance to dig back into this a little bit. Different cultures associate different elements to some of the different directions. And I was really brought up with thinking of air as being in the East because of that new beginnings and, rebirth and new life. And then in the South, we have the fire and, the sun and the heat of the sun and our creativity and our passion all kind of resides in that direction. And in the West, we have our water, which is all about transitions and the setting sun and that cooling time as we start to go into autumn and just kind of that flow and our emotions kind of sit there. And then in the North, we have the earth where we kind of go into this restful time of slowing down and going into that kind of winter slumber and hibernation. And our ancestors kind of sit there as well. I mean, those are all the things that kind of come up for me when I'm working in those directions. Mm. And those elements have kind of always shown up there for me. And it may be different for others, but either cultural influences or how you relate to the elements and the directions. But I always think it's so fascinating that they kind of have their places in those corners.
They do. And they're speaking loudly to us, especially at this time. We've become pretty darn disconnected from these powerful spirits. And perhaps even we take air for granted, we take water for granted, we do take the earth for granted. And humans have accelerated the earth's evolution and all shifting and more fast paced since the Industrial Revolution. But, breathing, the coal has polluted air, of course, machines and automobiles and trains, all that. We're looking for clean water. There are obviously places on the earth where, and even in this country where, people are having a hard time accessing clean water, which, to me is rather shocking. And then we're also, really disconnected from the earth, mass consumption, repurposing things. We don't do that like our grandparents did, repurposing things. We just toss them and get new things. And so we're sort of relieving ourselves in our living room. Fire, we have an imbalance of fire. Few years ago, the fires in the Amazon, it's the biggest indicator of how the world of the climate and the weather is out of balance. So, they are speaking to us. They want to work with humans again in a reciprocal way.
Yeah. And I think they're really asking for us to bring our attention and our awareness back to them because, both of us were given this topic. We were journeying around, yes, what did we want to do for this series or the next couple of episodes. And we both were like the elements. It was so clear how they were just like, we really wanted to be present and to come back into relationship. They want us to come back into relationship with them and bring our awareness back to them and how they're a part of our day-to-day, like every day. They are always with us. Yes. We are the elements and they are us. There's no separation from that. And yet so much that we take for granted, like having, heat in our home when we mm-hmm. want it with just the click of a button instead of having to actually work and make that fire and bring it into life and maintain it. There's just this day to day that we, have running water in our homes and a lot of places don't have that or even access to clean water, as you said, Tina. And I mean, that's a basic human right. Water is for everyone, all beings. And we just, we forget about it. You use the bathroom and you don't even mm-hmm. think and you let water run. And we, and places are having severe droughts now, like out in California is having a massive drought. Mm-hmm. And we just really need to bring ourselves back into relationship with the elements. And I think being able to change our awareness and our conscious day-to-day interactions with them is the first step in kind of doing that.
Right. And you think about the food we eat. I mean, those are all elements, the sunlight, the water, the earth, the air, all of that is from the elements. So, being mindful about that.
And we're going to be starting with water on this episode. We're starting our journey with water. It really kind of came forward because, water is sacred and water is life. We could not be here without water. And, you know, we would all die without it. And scientists even look for water on other planets as a clue to finding life on them. So water is life.
Yes. And we did something different with this podcast series this time. The Elements really wanted to communicate with us, to share with our listeners. So we were sort of told by the Elements to cover them this time and split them up between us. So Bree has worked with water and earth, and I have worked with fire and air. So this was a different approach, and I think it was rather refreshing.
Yeah, and it was really interesting. I was amazed how when we both did our journeys, because we took it and did it all separately, and then we kind of came back together, so we're putting everything together and seeing how the Elements spoke to us in the same similar way, like very first person, very wanting their voices to be heard mm-hmm. and shared. So this definitely is going to be a little different, but I think it's humbling in a sense to be able to be that hollow bone and be the voice for yes. what the Elements want us to share with the people that are listening to this podcast. So really excited to be able to share that and give them a chance to speak.
Yeah, they were showing us that we're sort of their mouthpieces during this. And, you know, I hope that if you're a practitioner, that you will sort of, your interest will be, you know, piqued, and that maybe you'll start to dive into making friends with the Elements in a way that with the intention of right relationship, because that's what they want. So Bree, I know you covered water. Please share with us what the gifts of water are, what it shared with you.
All right. So this was really moving to do this. And she spoke, or it felt feminine to me, but we don't, you know, that's a human thing to assign.
Sure.
So I'm just going to speak what she gave to me. And she says, I nourish, I give you life. I keep you hydrated and moving forward in life. I am your life's blood. I am persistent. My waters can change the shape of the earth. I can wear away rock and soil, changing and smoothing the face of the earth in my wake. I am a shapeshifter, and I know how to move with the tides and the call of the moon. Mm. I cleanse away the old, making space for the new. I transmute and transform energy. I am your tears, helping you to release grief or joy. I help provide the energy for new life, new growth. I hold you in the womb. I am the first element you meet.
Mm.
And I was really moved about water sharing, that it was the first element we meet, and that we are, you know, just being held in the womb. And it was just this image of like really where we start our journey in this embodied life is there and in that womb, and how held you feel in those, you know, in that space.
We haven't even made friends with air yet. We're still in water. You know, at that point.
Yeah. And the air is being transmitted, right? Everything is coming from our mother and through that water and our core. Like, it's just,
mm-hmm.
And I know it was something I was aware of. It's not like I wasn't aware that that's the process that happens, but just that reminder of, you know, we are held by water. We come from water. We are, yes. You know, it was just, it was really moving. Yeah. I don't even have all the words.
No, it's okay. So Bree, what are the challenges or the shadow aspects that water shared with you?
Water said, I can rage. I can sweep away all that is in my path and pull it out to sea. I feel deeply. I can be mistreated and harmed. My water's tainted and unclean. I can be scarce or hard to find. I have become a possession, used and forgotten, seen as a thing to be owned, profited from, and taken for granted. I ask you to change how you see me.
That is really, I have no words. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But in a very, very real way of, I think the Elements are trying to ask us to wake up.
Yeah. And to see that we are all in community. Mm-hmm. You know, we are all beings are all in community, and yes. we are all part of this great web of life. And we are all so interconnected. Like, we are dependent on clean water to drink so that we can be healthy and strong. And mm-hmm. if when we don't have clean water and we allow it to be polluted and abused, then we are, in a sense, polluting and harming ourselves.
That's right. Yeah. And how does water work with the other elements, Bree?
So water said, we are all connected. We are reflections of the cosmic dance of life. We can work in harmony with each other, or we can come into conflict. I nourish the earth as it nourishes me. Air carries me. Fire and I work to find balance. We can each overpower the other. It is a fine dance of transmutation between us. I can snuff out and smother fire, cool its heat, but fire can evaporate me until I'm no more, returning me to air.
Wow, that's wonderful. And I love the dance of transmutation between water and fire.
Yeah, like it was really shown of like it's an ebb and flow. They're both equally powerful elements in their own right.
Right.
And yet too much water overtakes fire, too much fire overtakes water. You know, it's
illustrating the need for balance.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what we're really seeing is that things are so out of balance right now. And we're seeing that in the wildfires and then drought and mm-hmm. all the extreme weather that we're experiencing, I think is also a very big indicator of things being out of balance.
And so what are some ways that we can connect with water in our daily lives? This is most important because, again, how we find balance is by acknowledging these spirits.
Exactly. And coming back into a sense of relationship. Mm-hmm. So I definitely asked water, what are new ways that maybe that we could connect with water that we may not have thought of before? And water said, take the time to listen to my song. I can teach you the ways of flow, how to flow with the tides of your life. I can teach you how to release that which no longer you need to hold. Dance with me and discover the joy to be found in my gifts. Sing to me. I miss the songs of old that were sung to honor the waters. Mm. Sing to me so I know you remember me and our eternal connection to all. Sing to me and remember your ancestors. Sing to me so you may remember my gifts to you.
Mm.
Offer me flower petals with your prayers and hopes and dreams so I may safeguard them and carry them to spirit. Know me in the rains, in the streams, rivers, and ocean waves. Know me in your everyday life. Honor me in the gifts I bring when you make use of my waters in your homes every day. Bring your awareness back to me. Many take me for granted. I am not a possession to be owned, but a gift to be shared with all. It was really humbling in ways to just have these very simple things that mm-hmm. can be done. And I love singing to water. I mean, I sing to water all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Even when I'm out watering my garden, I love to just sing songs that pop into my head of just gratitude for what's growing and the water that's giving life.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm not a singer.
It doesn't matter. Everything sings. We don't have to be a pop star or anything like
exactly that. Exactly right. No one is going to pay money to come listen to me sing, but that's okay. Is that what we're going for?
Join in the chorus of everything singing. Yeah. So we both journeyed to the elements, but we also journeyed to our helping spirits to ask certain questions.
Yeah, we've never really talked about why we do this piece of what's the spirit have to say. I mean, we've done it in all of our podcasts, but I don't think we've ever taken a moment to actually sit down and say, why do we do this piece? And it's really a part of us wanting to share and deepen the topic and what spirit has to say and being able to be a voice to getting a different perspective that maybe we don't have that spirit has for us.
Right, because obviously we are both shamanic practitioners and we have our own human eyes, obviously, but we wanted to have or allow space for spirit, for our helping spirits to have a voice in this because they actually prodded us to do this podcast in the first place. So, when we step into this work, we're choosing to become the bridge or the hollow bone or conduit for communication between spirit on behalf of our listeners, the community. So in this podcast, they're helping spirits share their wisdom and perspective that humans need to hear at this time. And sometimes that information or the messages are absolutely beautiful. And sometimes they are, not comfortable to hear, but it needs to be heard. And we're not engendering fear here, but we're hoping for a deeper wisdom that humans aren't tuned into right now.
Right. We want to raise awareness. We want to share what our helping spirits have to say around the things that we kind of take the time to sit down and talk about because spirit's asking us to show up. Spirit asked us to do this podcast and step outside of our comfort zone and, hopefully create some community.
Right.
And I do think that it's important that we sit with the things that are even uncomfortable to sit with so that we can change or adjust how we show up and grow as we're here experiencing this life in a body.
Right. So what message does the Spirit of Water want us to share with our listeners?
So I, again, journeyed right to the Spirit of Water, and this is what Water wanted me to share. This is the message. I ask you to reawaken yourself to the wonder of water. Remember the childhood joy of splashing in puddles and dancing in the rain. This childhood wonder still lives within you. See and honor my gifts. Know them for the precious gifts they are. I am not a commodity to be bought or sold. I am a gift for all beings. I nurture life. I nurture you. Think of what your life would be like without me. The next time it rains, turn your face to the sky and experience me. Feel my touch on your skin and think of the gifts and blessings that I bring. Sing, dance, and play in my waters. Care for me and I will care for you. We are all part of the great dance of reciprocity and the circle of life woven into a web of connection. So yeah, it was very moving, very similar to kind of what she was saying or what Water was saying throughout this, when with the other questions, really wanting to be in relationship again and to be honored and to really for us to just bring our mindful awareness. So often we complain when it rains. We're like, I know. Oh, it's raining. It ruins my day.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't say, oh my gosh, a gift. It's raining and we need it. The earth needs it. I need it. Our, you know, everything needs the rain.
I'm sorry. I just had a conversation with someone just last Monday and I said, oh, did you have a nice weekend? And he said, well, it rained. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, so it's okay. It rained. In some cultures, rain is a blessing. A blessing to, you know, even on a wedding day, rain is a blessing. It means that the matrimony, the union is blessed.
Yeah, the elements have come to take part in your day. I think it's
abundance.
Yeah, I've always loved the rain. I love a rainy day because it's also a reminder too that we can slow down. Mm-hmm. I think we're so caught up in the cycle of do, and we're so conditioned to be productive all the time.
Yeah.
We don't honor times of rest. In our Western culture, we tend to be very like, if you're not being productive, then you're not showing up. And that's not true. We really do need to make time to rest and recharge.
Yeah.
And a beautiful rainy day is a day to take a moment to feel the gift that's being offered to the earth and to us and take the time to maybe slow down, maybe get a chance to read that book that you haven't had a chance to sit down with, have a cup of tea and just, I love listening to the sound of rain.
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorite sounds.
Me too.
I think when I do leave this earth from this life, I will miss that sound. That will be one of my favorite things that I'll be like, oh, I remember those days when I could listen to the rain.
Yeah. And the smell, like the smell when it rains. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Like that is the best.
Yeah.
So Tina, what did Water share with you when you journeyed?
You know, it's so funny, Brie. We cannot make this up. I journeyed in a separate time than you did, and we got very similar messages. So Water said, I am the giver of life. I cleanse and I nourish everything. In dry heat, my rains come, and I am seen as a relief and a blessing of abundance for all of life. In some cultures, my rains are even seen as a blessing from the spirit world. In the drought of the plains of Africa, the elephants joyously bathe in my drinking holes, spraying water on themselves and each other as if they are rolling in gold. They know that without my rains, there is hardship and even death. The fish celebrate the waters. They live and breathe in the waters. The spring rains nourish the earth to prepare for dormant seeds to germinate. I work with the sun, fire, and the earth, as well as the air, to deliver nourishment to the inhabitants of the world. Every organism on this planet and on other planets requires my presence to live. Honor me. I am ancient and flowing. I am refreshing and I am balancing. I am life.
God, that's beautiful.
Yeah, this was really potent work.
Yeah, and I just love the imagery. Like, we do forget that other beings are dependent and celebrate the rains and the water. Like that imagery of the elephants, like playing. I mean, it's just heartwarming. It just makes my heart like expand.
It gave me a lot of joy to see that in the journey.
So for our listeners out there who do know how to journey, we have a journey prompt for this. And the journey prompt is, journey to your helping spirits and ask that they take you to meet the spirit of water. Ask the spirit of water to show you a gift that water gives you in your daily life that you may not have been aware of before. And if you have time and you want to go deeper, you can also ask the Spirit of Water for any wisdom it may have for you. Well, as always, this will be posted on our website at shamansafterdark.com. Please drop us a line. Let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about, how you think we're doing, anything, you know, constructive. Mm-hmm. Feedback is always welcome.
Sure.
And again, just, or if you just want to share an experience on these, if you do any of these journeys or anything that comes up during the guided meditations or guided journeys, we would love to hear from you.
So it'd be lovely.
Please go to Shamans After Dark, drop us a line through the contact us link. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, and we'll hope you join us next week as we continue to explore the elements. We're going to be discussing the element of fire. Until next time, everyone, keep on shining your light.